Hi everyone, my name is Jordan Newman. I'm an M2 here. And I created a piece entitled James. It's kind of influenced by a lot of my background in research as well as an experience I had this year. So this year we started to get introduced into clinical medicine, and we did so through our like M2 preceptorship. It's sort of a pre-clerkship experience, and I got to see my first patient that had Parkinson's disease. And it was a profoundly moving experience for me to see an actual person suffering from a condition that I had, you know, a decent amount of background in studying. And it really sort of affected me trying to consolidate, or rather bring together, the ideas of the scientific aspect of a disease and the actual human element, the element of suffering, the element of human condition that sometimes in our preclinical years can go unrecognized because we're so focused on the books. And what I did was just took my pen to my Surface computer and sort of drew what I was thinking. And what James means here is that in 1817, a prominent surgeon named James Parkinson published a very landmark study called An Essay on the Shaking Palsy. And it was the first person to ever really characterize this pattern of symptomatology into a organized illness. And in a similar fashion, I decided to sort of paint together a outline or a sort of cohesive group of symbols that sort of represent at least the four cardinal motor symptoms of Parkinson's disease, that being tremor, bradykinesia, cogwheel rigidity, and postural instability. So there's various symbols that I sort of drew here when I was thinking about this, trying to incorporate the human ideal to it. So up in the top left, you see a sort of yellow diamond that was sort of supposed, that was me thinking about a slow sign for bradykinesia. Bradykinesia means slow movement. And then you have a lightning bolt sort of denoting an earthquake sign for tremor. There was a sort of cogwheel-esque design that I drew to symbolize the cogwheel rigidity. And then I sort of imagined that that a human was sort of slumping over due to the postural instability. It was just me thinking and drawing pretty viscerally. And then I needed to ask myself, how do I incorporate the human condition? Well, there was a few things that I added to this. So this is pretty hard to see given the light of the projector, but it's sort of a faint, ghostly face, sort of devoid of expression. There is a vast variety of neurocognitive associations seen in Parkinson's disease. They can be dementia, which is fairly standard. They can be even more abnormal than that. But there's often a neurocognitive component to this disorder, and I really wanted to emphasize that. That's why I drew it bigger than anything else, because it's something that we don't tend to consider when we're studying this illness. And it's something that the patients can often find the most distressing, and the patients' families can often find the most distressing. And I really wanted to draw attention to that. And the final component that I added was, it's very, very hard to tell, and I sort of made that purposeful to sort of emphasize this, we don't focus on the human element, but in the background there are some black wavy lines that actually spell out my name is, and that's because every patient has a name, and every patient is a human and should be recognized. And that is